is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, back with another AI tool highlight for you today, and I'm so excited to share this one with you because if you are an independent freelancer like me, and not only do you wear a marketing hat, but you also wear a sales hat for your business and you're trying to get new leads on a daily basis, you're likely making a lot of cold calls as a part of your outbound sales process. And the tool that I wanted to highlight today addresses that workload directly, that cold call awful task. Well, maybe not awful. Maybe you like the cold call aspect of your business. I am not a huge fan. And this tool is called Bland.ai. A bit of a curious decision, I think, on the name from a branding perspective, calling your product Bland. But the offering, the value proposition, and the initial offering, I think, is definitely enough to overcome that unique name. And I'd be interested to hear the story behind it, actually. Basically, what this tool is going to enable you to do is make numerous, and by numerous, we're talking thousands or more, of outbound phone calls, but as well as handle inbound phone calls, all at the same time, automatically using an AI agent that is trained on a specific set of prompts and instructions that you are able to implement using the Bland tool. They have this feature called conversational pathways that are essentially like if you work within a CRM that has workflows, or if you've built like chatbot workflows, it looks very similar as a logic tree goes or a rule tree for this AI agent to follow during the conversation. But they are extremely flexible and intelligent in the way that they respond and handle these conversations. Obviously, you have to be if you're going to be in a real-time phone call. And they take a user through this pathway, and it's pretty clear that this superior performance and experience that I think Bland offers. And I did tinker around and test with the tool a little bit, and I am pretty impressed with the conversation abilities. And so I think it's pretty clear that these superior abilities over these traditional chatbot workflows that you may have experienced with are definitely a result of the AI models that they have backing up this tool and that we now have available to us. So like I said, I've started tinkering around with the tool and experimenting with it. And I see a lot of potential depending on how the recipient call experience is overall in mass, because I have tested it personally. And like I said, I was personally impressed with the call, but I'll have to get back to you as I implement it with some with some real users. Like I said, it sounds pretty good to me, but maybe I'm biased being an AI junkie and a marketer and am way too hyped up on some of these tools. Let me know. Definitely test out the tool, you guys. The link is in the show notes. Let me know what you think about the quality of the calls and the conversations. So I think what I'll do is I'll just hop through the site really quick for anybody that's watching on video. We are looking at the homepage now as soon as I get it up and am presenting it. We're looking at the homepage right now. And the headline here, which I love, is "Still Hiring Humans? Automate Your Phone Calls with AI." So going right at it saying, hey, you know what? You probably have a pretty big sales staff and it's probably one of your bigger hires. Well, no more. There's one human job that is honestly after today or after Bland, you guys, much closer to being replaced. I see this replacing a lot of jobs, honestly, as the technology gets better. So the job displacement begins, in my opinion. Anyway, they also have a great little tag here in a video or a little tagline or a video here in their hero section of the website saying, "Hey there, I'm Bland, your new AI phone calling agent. I can make millions of phone calls 24/7 in any voice and for any use case. Call me and I even sound like a human, but I'll let you be the judge of that." So pretty cheeky little tagline there. And again, from what I've seen, they can back it up. So not bad as far as a call to action goes. I do have to say from that the test that I've heard, it's pretty natural. The language conversation is. I'm impressed. And I'll continue to say that. I probably said it too many times already. Anyway, the next section on the site here is led with the headline, "Let's put your calls on autopilot. Here's how." And this part of the tool I did really like. The user experience, the interface, setting up a conversational pathway or a conversation flow, a logical conversation flow for the AI agent to follow. There's a couple different ways you can do it. Bland.ai does have like a template repository, a pathway repository. which is just a collection of pathways that have been created by other users, or the bland team maybe themselves, that can be duplicated and copied and used. I will say that the experience here was a little bit clunky for me. I was not able to copy or duplicate any of those pathways right now. I did have to kind of create my own, which is fine. I'm wondering if that has to do with some of the traffic that the site is receiving maybe, or just the early stage of the website and the features and the product and stuff like that. But in addition to those pathway templates, you can generate a pathway using a few different methods. One is a script. So if you have a sales script or a call script, and if you've hired sales teams or if you have sales employees, you most likely have a set of scripts for them. If you're like me and you like to be prepared when you're going into calls, you definitely have scripts. So if you have any that you use for all of your cold calls or for different categories of calls, you can generate pathways for each of those categories, for any of those call types based on those scripts that you already have. Or another method, the method that it outlines on the webpage here, and the method that I used initially when I was tinkering around with the tool, is telling Bland your use case. So tell Bland what you're trying to accomplish with the call, with this conversational pathway, the cold call campaign, really. And so what I did is I just asked Claude to generate me a very detailed use case that is meant to train an AI phone call agent, just like this one that I'm using. And I gave it the details of my company, the service offerings, as well as the objective of the call or the cold call campaign. The more details that you can include here, I think the better and the more impressive, the more natural that conversational pathway is going to be, obviously. I would definitely recommend using using one of these models, Claude, ChatGPT, or something to optimize your use case, optimize your scripts, all that stuff. Tell it that you're trying to train an AI call agent in as many different situations and possible eventualities as you can. Making the tool even more impressive is that you can choose from a variety of voices, of AI voices, which is a similar feature to a lot of like the AI avatar or chatbot tools that we've talked about on the show or seen in recent months. But you can also clone your own voice, which I think is awesome. And that's what I did when I was messing around with the tool earlier today. But you can also use multiple languages in your phone calls. So that's obviously a nice feature if you are a global company or if your sales team is making global calls. Of course, I hope, like me, your head is probably already spinning and swimming with all of the potential use cases here. Obviously, I think the main use case that the website calls out or is geared towards is sales, from an outbound perspective, especially, but also customer support. They have here as far as their use cases go. If you're still watching along on video, they show some use cases on the website. So customer support, obviously, that's a huge inbound channel for phone calls, a huge expense to maintain a customer support department with manned phone lines. Again, I see some job displacement happening here as well. If you can downsize a support department to, you know, one tool like Bland.ai that you're essentially just paying for minutes that these AI agents are talking for you. The website details another use case that it can be used for operations, for like internal communications, as well as for a product. If you are trying to build an audio product or some sort of phone based product, this is the way to go for sure. They actually mentioned on the website, you can expand your enterprise's existing product lines. You can build new ones altogether, or even build a startup entirely off of Bland's phone agents. So you can really let your imagination run wild. I have a couple use cases in mind that we'll touch on later in the show. There's also a great video here on the webpage featuring the co-founder and CEO, Isaiah, just doing a bit of a demo on what a phone call experience is like with Bland. Pretty cool. I really do like the simple landing page here. And I think they make pretty clear the impact that this offering can have. Definitely check out the video. He also mentions that they have basically been running kind of in stealth mode for a while now, trying to get this thing off the ground, as a company. And he leads the video with a great little hook saying, you and I have likely talked to one of Bland's AI agents in the field in testing if we've received cold sales calls recently or calls from, you know, numbers we may not have recognized recently, which is pretty cool as a marketer. You know, it's cool to me. I'm sure, you know, those telemarketers, robocalls are certainly not very popular among users right now. And we'll talk a little bit about that a little bit in the episode too. It's something to obviously keep in mind for sure. And then they also just go through some of the frequently asked questions on the website. Obviously, ones that I want to touch on is what is Bland's pricing? And they're actually, this is where I got that per minute charge, 9 cents per minute, is what you're paying for the calls that get connected, they also have a question here. Does Bland work outside of the US, which is also a yes. So it says that Bland can make calls outside the US, including in Australia, the United Kingdom, India, and the rest of the world. So, if you have a global sales team, or if you're a global company, that's obviously a huge, that's a huge need or a huge requirement for a tool like this. And the other one that I wanted to just cover here is how many phone calls can a plan handle at a given time? And their answer here isn't super clear, but they say, quote unquote, you can dispatch or receive thousands of phone calls at once using Bland. And it looks like if you want to like make more calls than that, or if you want to scale up beyond that, or if you want to scale larger, you can reach out to them directly and they can come up with like a custom solution or what they say, a custom infrastructure for you, which leads me to believe that you can call a lot of people. You know, if you want to scale to something pretty crazy, they're going to try and find a way to let you initially here, which is interesting. If only we had those enterprise budgets for our companies, right, guys? Anyway, just go find a client that has that enterprise budget and tell them to make a million calls a day. So like I said, I was in the tool for a little bit today and earlier. I really think it has some cool features. I'm going to let you guys hop into the tool and check them out for yourself. I have a link in the show notes to bland.ai. I have a link to sign up for Bland as well if you'd like to sign up. But I'll give you a little bit of a rundown here. Obviously, they're going to include an analytics section in the dashboard. So they do have analytics from all of your calls. You're going to be able to create campaigns that have multiple steps in them. You can also batch phone calls to make multiple phone calls at once, which is definitely going to be handy for sales teams. I think it's going to be most likely how I utilize this tool in experiments is just uploading a spreadsheet of prospects and phone numbers for the AI to call. They also have the ability to integrate any tools that you use already, like Zapier or HubSpot, maybe using the API functionality of those tools, API requests and certain methods, get and post methods among APIs and web tools. We talked about the ability to use your own or several voices of AI voices or to clone your own voice. And then we should probably mention as well that you can also purchase the phone numbers that you want to use and have your outgoing calls come from, or you would like your inbound phone calls to be made to. And those lines are currently $15 per month. And then you can select them by area code, which is a nice feature. Probably a good tip to try and call from the area code that your recipients would be used to, that they're are somewhat local to them. In that vein, they actually have a local dialing add-on as well. In the platform here, they have a couple add-ons. Local dialing is one of them. You can reach out to their sales team apparently to implement that. And it basically says that you can call numbers from an identical area code to increase pickup rates. So I wonder if they can like change that dynamically without you having to purchase multiple phone numbers. That's again, if I'm going to make a few different calls in a few different regions, and I'll probably just have multiple phone numbers for each region. So if they can dynamically change that, that would be a pretty cool feature for sure. One thing I want to mention and one thing to always consider is if you think it makes sense for your brand to do this type of automated phone calling, cold calling. We've mentioned this before. We've talked about on the show the fine line kind of between fooling your customers with some of these avatar or cold call experiences and making them fooling them and making them believe that they're talking to you or talking to a human, and creating a seamless, natural experience that doesn't seem to take advantage of the customer, but is still advantageous to both your business and the customer. And you don't want in any way to like misrepresent that the conversation you're having. So in fact, I think as I'm going to use this tool, as I'm talking about it, I'm going to move away maybe from the cloned voice aspect of it right now. I would probably consider throwing in a little bit of a disclaimer. If you're going to use the clone voice, maybe you can say this is a voice that's been cloned from our CEO, from the owner. Some sort of disclaimer in the greeting of your conversational pathways or of your calls, saying that this is an AI agent, saying that this is a different or a new experience for so-and-so business. So maybe, of course, you're likely going to get some hangups right then and there because of that. But I think it's worth it just for being transparent. I think anybody that stays on the line is going to appreciate it. It's, you know, and you might get some phone calls just out of curiosity that go on to the next stage. So, you know, I'm thinking again on the fly right now, but maybe include a little call to action or a shout out like, hey, are you interested in doing something like this for your business? Here's a link or here's the next step to either sign up or if you want us to help you build this out, stuff like that. So I see just tons of potential use cases here. Okay, guys, so I just really wanted to mention this Bland AI tool quick in our episode today. That was essentially the goal of the episode. Definitely check out the link in the show notes. And I know that at its face, it looks like a primarily sales tool right now, but I think it's definitely, even though it's geared towards sales right now, I think a good action item for us all as marketers is to try and think of some creative ways that you can use this tool for marketing campaigns or activities. Maybe you promote some interactive phone call type activities where users can call in and have a dynamic experience with an agent describing your product or service, or having some sort of quiz or something like that. I'm just coming up with ideas on the fly. Maybe you set up a coach or something. You use Bland to set up a sort of vocal coach for your prospects or leads. And they can call this line to receive tips or help to address a certain problem or issue they're facing with their business or in their personal life. So I think there's definitely some creative ways that marketers could use this outside of the sales realm for sure. Let me know what you guys have in mind, if you're going to use Bland or not. Just let's brainstorm some creative ways that an AI agent or an AI phone call agent like this could be used for marketing. So again, definitely go check out Bland. See if there's anywhere you can implement it into your outbound sales or inbound sales routines, phone calls, marketing routines. I'm definitely going to be exploring the tool further, so I'll follow up with any other tips or use cases that I come up with. And I'm pretty stoked on the possibilities right now, for sure. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.